Al, if you're not too busy now, I could send you up a science report and I can cue you on that gamma ray gain step.
Okay, go ahead.
Righto. Here we go on X-ray spectrometer. Words by Izzy Adler say the general health of the X-ray experiment is excellent and a large amount of useful data is being received. The number one channel for the number one X-ray detector tends to be a little noisy, but on the whole, this is of no great consequence. On the whole, the data is very pleasing. We have high hopes of soon being able to produce a compositional map along the ground tracks for all, or for aluminum, magnesium, and silicon. And I just heard some words that come Monday, I guess that's tomorrow, they begin to hope to produce some crude maps as to how these things are changing with position on the surface. Gamma ray spectrometer. Analysis of last night's long run of data, last night was about 24 hours ago, indicates a number of definite features corresponding to expected energies for natural radioactivity of potassium, thorium, and uranium, and to some cosmic ray excited elements. Okay, I guess it's about time for us to run that gamma ray gain step to shield on center and start a charge on battery A. Maybe I should slow up a second and let you start the charge.
Okay, Carl, go ahead, it's on.
Okay, one more comment on the gamma ray spectrometer. It says that regional differences have been observed in the quick look data, but details will require computer analysis for confirmation. So they're beginning to see some point-to-point differences there also. On the alpha particle spectrometer, we say the alpha particle spectrometer has continued to operate satisfactorily for the most part. One of the 10 detectors does show at certain times an increased number of counts that are probably detector noise. The internal calibration sources indicate that the gain of the instrument is stable. And yesterday we heard words to the effect that some radon was being detected, but they're being cautious about saying anything very definite yet about exactly what's coming out. Mass spectrometer. It says that mass spectrometer data from the first two periods of operation indicates several constituents which may be native to the lunar atmosphere. In particular, I think we have definite confirmation of native argon, both mass 40 and mass 36. And the reason that we feel reasonably positive about this is that there is a jump by a factor of 3 from the night side to the daylight side, as you would expect for a residual atmosphere about the moon. And there's a final caution here saying identification of argon as a native gas is tentative pending positive determination of contamination levels during the plus X data collection period. So we've still got to contaminate, we've still got to calibrate their instrument before they're will be completely sure of this data. Photo report says the mapping camera operation is nominal, and the laser data up till now have been very good. I understand that the laser is beginning to drop an occasional pulse that gives them some concern, so that we'll probably not be using the laser as extensively as we have in the flight plan. There'll be some cutback, I think, to conserve its health and energy, although the data we're getting is still very good. Data from REVS, this is going back to the pan camera. Data from REVS 15 and 16 indicate that we're still getting, as we said before, about 80% of the photographs good. And we have some estimates here of what we expect the quality to be on the bad frames, whereas on the good frames, we're expecting a resolution on the order of 2 meters, the bad frames, or the smeared frames, will be giving us about a resolution of 6 meters, about three times, a degradation of about three in the resolution there. Still be useful data. It says there's no final resolution yet of the problem with the V over H sensor. Because of the V over H malfunction, photos of the landing site on Rev 16 were not the best. And we may attempt running the camera in stereo self-test mode on Rev 50 over the landing site. And on the V over H sensor, Al, one of the possible reasons for that malfunction is the possibility of a piece of mylar or something flapping in front of the light sensing aperture. And when we rendezvous, we may have a chance to inspect that and see if that would be the source of our problem. I don't know what we could do about it, but at least it would be nice to understand it.
Roger, Carl, we can check that out, and if we don't see anything there, we can check it out during EVA.
Very good. Good idea. On the...
And the mass spectrometer is now fully retracted. Talk back is great.
Wonderful. Just recycling a couple of times and it finally came in. Is that what happened?
Well, it took, I guess, probably a half a dozen recycles, jogging it out and then pulling it back in again. And that may be the problem. Maybe that cable's kinking somewhere there.
Okay. Real glad to hear you got that great talk back. Incidentally, the boys on the surface, just about took a shower bath this morning. They had a small water leak in the gun there that let loose a couple of gallons of water. It was a major perturbation, although they've got it cleaned up pretty well, and they're running about an hour to an hour and a half behind their timeline on the second EVA. They haven't got out yet.
Roger, understand.
Okay, Al, we have about 10 seconds before we give an image motion increase for the mapping camera.